And it gets even better, Ramirez said. Agents of the Red Court are haunting the ways through Ferry. We were attacked on the way here, twice. Our priority, Lucio said, voice crisp, is to consolidate our forces and to draw upon every available resource to restore the Wardens as a fighting force. We must draw the members of the Council together and make sure they are protected. We're reorganizing our security. She shook her head. And, frankly, we must protect the lives of the Senior Council. So long as they are concealed from the enemy and still able to take action, they are a dangerous force. Together, they wield more power than any 100 members of the Council, and it can be concentrated with deadly effect, as the Merlin showed in the Never Never. So long as they stand ready to strike, the enemy cannot openly unveil his full strength. More important, Morgan growled, the mortal wizards who betrayed us, whoever they are, fear the Senior Council. That is why their first move was an attempt to destroy them. Lucio nodded. If we can hold on until the Fairy Courts mobilize for action, we can recover from this attack. Which brings us to today, Lucio said, and studied me, tired and frank. Every other warden able to fight is currently either engaged against the enemy or safeguarding the Senior Council. Our lines of support and communication are tenuous. She gestured at those seated at the table. This is every resource the White Council has to spare. I looked at the weary captain of the Wardens, at the battered Morgan, at Ramirez, who had reclaimed his cocky smile, and at Yoshimo and Kowalski, untried, quiet, and frightened. Warden Lucio, I said, may I speak to you privately? Morgan scowled and said in a hot voice, anything you have to say to her, you can say to all. Lucio put her hand on Morgan's arm, a gentle gesture, but it cut him off. Morgan, perhaps you would be so kind as to get me another bottle, and I'm sure McAnally would be willing to provide us all with some dinner. Morgan stared at her for a second, then at me. Then he rose, smudged the chalk circle with the boot, and broke the circle around the table, releasing the buzzing tension from the air. Come on, kids, Ramirez told the other two younger wardens, rising. We have to go sit with Uncle Morgan while the other adults have a serious talk. He put a hand on my shoulder on the way past and squeezed. Hey, bartender, are those onion rings I smell? I waited until they had all settled down at the far end of the bar and Mac began to bring them some food. Then I turned to Lucio and said, I can't be a warden. She studied me for a second and then asked in a very precise, very polite voice, and why not? Because you people have been threatening to kill me for doing something I didn't do since I was 16 years old, I said. You're all convinced I'm some sort of hideous threat, and every time you get the chance, you try to make my life miserable. Lucio listened attentively and then said, yes, and? And, I said, I've spent my entire adult life with the wardens looking over my shoulder, waiting for a chance to accuse me of things I didn't do, and trying to set me up and entrap me when you never found me doing anything. Lucio's eyebrows shot up. What? Don't give me that, I said. You know damned well that Morgan tried to provoke me into attacking him just before we got the treaty with Winter, so he and the Merlin would have an excuse to throw me to the vampires. Lucio's eyes widened, and her voice came out harder. What? She shot a look at Morgan and then back at me. Are you telling me the truth? There was some kind of cadence to the question that her words didn't usually have, and on pure instinct, I reached out with my senses. I could feel a light tension in the air, humming like the space between the tines of a tuning fork. Yes, I told her. The humming chime continued, unabated. I'm telling you the truth. She stared at me for a long second, and then settled back onto her chair. The humming tension faded. She folded her hands on the table, frowning down at them. Then there were rumors of how Morgan behaved around you, but I thought that they were only that. They weren't, I said. Morgan has threatened and persecuted me every time he got the chance. I clenched my right hand into a fist, and I have done nothing. I won't become a part of that, Warden Lucio, so keep the cape. I wouldn't polish my car with it. She regarded her folded hands, eyes narrow.
Dresden, she said quietly. The White Council is at war. Would you simply abandon your own people to the mercies of the Red Court? Would you stand aside and let Kemmler's disciples have their way?
Of course not, I said, and I never said I wouldn't fight, but I won't be wearing this. I shoved the cloak across the table. Keep it. She shoved it back across the table before me.
Put it on.
Thank you, no.
Dresden,
Lucio said, and her voice was calm and agate hard. It is not a request.